to begin with the kashas. We left kashas this week in order to get the yisod clearer. Because if you have time after that, then we'll ask the kashas after we've answered them. First kasha is bechlal. What's Shabbos Shira? What's the inyan? What's the oimik inyan of Shira? Shira Sayom. Shira. What's the inyan of Shira? Again, we know that the Torah is also a bechin of Shira. It's called a few places Zmiras Hayali. So what's the inyan? What's the uniqueness of Shira? Shira Sayom and the bechin of Shabbos Shira. And the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Hashem hoylech lefneim yoimam ba'amud onon lanchosim aderech v'layla ba'amud eish lohoy elohem. So Rashi says, and Shasan Tezach, Rashi says that the two, the amud onon and amud eish, were mashlim one another. In other words, there was a point where the amud onon for the yoim hadn't gone away yet, and the amud eish was already there. Choy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chatzoyes, Kachatzoyes, Eibush knows Bin Rega, the moment when Lila is. So why, and Amud Anon could have disappeared the moment Amud Aish comes. No, there's a stress over here, the Medaiket from the Apostle, stress over here, that the Amud Aish and Amud Anon met together. So what's the Pshat? The Sophic Shkia, Ben Atam, what was the Sophic? Why did they both have to be here? And then coming closer to Kriyas Yom Tov itself, pasuk says twice: "Vayevoy ben Yisrael, Vayevoy ben Yisrael, b'soich hayom b'yabosha." Once b'yabosha, b'soich hayom. That itself is a stira min ha'beit. Once the yam split, it wasn't yam anymore; it was yabosha. Pasuk should have said, "Vayevoy ben Yisrael, b'yabosha." How do they want b'soich hayom anymore? If you're b'soich hayom, it's not b'yabosha. Nevertheless, there's a stress over here. That v'yevoy ben Yisrael, b'soich hayom, even though it was b'soich hayom, but yet it was still Yabosh. What's the Pshat? And why did it have to be that way? And then the Pasuk says, and this is a few questions we're going to ask on this word of the Pasuk, and this is going to be the key to the answer as well. The Pasuk says, Vayoshev ha'om lifnei zboike le'isonoi. The Yam went back to being a Yam, and the Mitzrim went straight into the Yam. So Rashi says, what's Pshat le'isonoi? Rashi says, le'isonoi le'tokvoy. Le'tokvoy rishon. Eizon is a lashon of toikif, koyach. Harachaim HaKadosh asks a very basic question. What's the basic question Harachaim HaKadosh asks? He asks it on the Medrash. Sorry, this is the Medrash yet. There's no kashi yet. The Medrash says that what is leisonoi? Sonoi comes from lashon tanoi, right? The hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis, the Eibishter made the tanai with maisa bereishis, that the yam should split. And therefore, le'isonai means that the yoshevam le'isonai, the yam went to its tanai. Isonai loshim tanai. So, Chamakotcha asked the very posh the kasha. It's mamsha, not stone a kasha, it's mamsha tzarchi and godl. So, this pasuk of a yoshevam le'isonai, le'isonai, is talking about after the nes of Kriyas Yom Tov. When the yam went back to being yam, that wasn't the tanai. What was the tanai? The tanai was that the yam should split, and the Eden should be able to go through the yam by Abasha. That wasn't the tanai, wasn't bechlal. For the sea should go back to becoming sea, that's Memela. Once the nest is finished, so Memela, the yam goes back to being yam. Every nest doesn't last forever. Every nest is a nest, and then it goes back to Teva. So why is the Tanai for the Rechaim? Why is the Liyosheva on Leisone? Why is the word Leisone, the Tanai, in the Pasuk that describes the yam going back to becoming yam? The word Leisone should have been in the Pasuk on the words, and the yams have split. That's the Tanai that the yam should split. It's Mamsha Pele Otzim. He asks another kasha from the famous Gemara at the beginning of Chul, and that Pinchas Ben Yoah needed to get across for the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuah thing. When he needed to get across the river, he made a nest, and the yams and the river split. If splitting the yam was a special tanai, it was a tanai for Maisa Bereshis. You can't just split seas. It was a special tanai with Maisa Bereshis that the sea should split, but the yams should split. How did Pinchas Ben Yoah make a nest? He comes, it's a worth seeing the Rechaim HaKadosh's Torah. It's not going into the Torah. He speaks about the Koyach HaTorah. But those are the two bomba kashas on this pasuk of Le'isono. It's Mamish, the first kasha is Mamish Tzarechi and Godless. Pasuk seems like it's in the wrong pasuk. And then in the Shira itself, the whole Shira is the Osid. We know Oz Yoshe Moshe. Yoshe is the Lashon of Osid. Finishes Hashem Yimlo Yichlo Ilam Voed. What's the bechin over here? Of it's a loshen osid. The Rashi says, "Mikan remez l'tchis ameisim." And I'll tell you what's the remez l'tchis ameisim over here. At the end of the shira, we mentioned Mikdash Hashem koinen yedecha. We talk about the Mikdash Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash. What's the kesher of the Beis Hamikdash with Shira Sayam? What exactly? How did they see the Beis Hamikdash in the nest of Kriyas Yamsuf? And then the parasha afterwards is the parasha of Mon. Mon is, we have to understand the oimik inyan of Mon as well. Mon is a very strange dach. Why was it called Mon? Pasuk says ki lo yadu mahu. Called it Mon. What is it? Taka. What was the Mon? Maybe she says hinei imanta lechem lechem in Hashemayim. What should have come down from Shemayim? Frisha gebak techalas should have come down from Shemayim. Lechem in Hashemayim. Well, the Mon was something that had no identification. Right? It could taste whatever you wanted to taste of, and it was different, and everybody had a different time. Why couldn't they just send out normal food? Lechem in Hashemayim. What's the inyan of the Mon? The whole Hagdara of Mon is a Hagdara that it's not Mukdar. The whole Hagdara of Mon is there's no Hagdara. Why did that have to be? And again, why is it in this week's parasha? And then we have to understand the kashi with Amalek right at the end. I tried to be makatsu with kashas, it came out too many. But there's more kashas as well.
Kashas are going to be sort of.
I see. So we have to understand why Amalek, why was the Muhammad of Amalek also comes in Parshas Peshalach. So many inyanim that are jam packed, we have to understand the Kriyas Yamsuf, the kashi, Kriyas Yamsuf with Amon and with Amalek. Top of these thoughts. It's a very, very sadistic sod, it's deep. Sod is, let's go back to the pasuk of Lei Sonai, because that was the kasha that needs immediate taken care of. Yoshev was on Lei Sonai. A kasha that can be stum asked on this tonight, which we haven't asked yet, because this is going to be really the sheresh of the Torah, is that why Dafka by Kriyas Yamsuf Taka was there Taka tonight? The Ebrish doesn't say Mamak is dumb. The Ebrish made a Sinai that the Yam should turn into the Maim should turn into dumb. Chor is the same. Was the Chilit should the Nesit should split turns into dumb. When the Ebrish created frogs, he didn't make a Tanai. The frogs should multiply and jump into people's ovens, and he didn't make a Tanai with the offer that the offer should become kinim. I don't find such a thing. I don't know about such a thing. So why was the Dafka of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Ebrish made a Tanai? So we see from here a Moedik Yisod. Let's speak out the Yisod. The thought is that there's Maisa Bereishis and there's after Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis, when the Ebrisha originally created the world, is then everything, as you do it, says everything, nothing had yet congealed right at the beginning. Right? Hashem created things, and Shishis and Maisa Bereishis, and then after everything was created, so to speak, then it's congealed, then it got its Tokiv, then it got its Teva. But while during, in the midst of Shishis and Maisa Bereishis, The Bechina was a, when it's by the Rishis still of the Bria, so the Bechina was a Bechina when not everything had its tokiv, not everything had a Teva. The Teva was only once Maiz Rishis finished, Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha, and then things started working, things started functioning. The Ish is now hot, Maim is now cold, the Ish is dry, Maim is wet. Hurry, each Nivra has a tokiv of its Teva. That was the chilek between Maisa Bereishis and after Maisa Bereishis. More, but if in Prati, that was the chilek between the first day of Sheishis and Maisa Bereishis and the rest of Sheishis and Maisa Bereishis. Same afachama. So right at the beginning, Rashi says at the beginning, Vayala kim zar ki tov, says Rashi, Ha'orah choshech v'mishtamish barbovia. How can Orah choshech v'mishtamish barbovia? It's either light or it's dark. The Teretz says that it was still at a stage like, you could call it clay, you could do what you want with it, so to speak. But after, right, that's more of a pneumatic hafchana. But we're going to talk about the hafchana of Maisa Bereishis and after Maisa Bereishis. There's two dinim over here. There's a Maisa Bereishis where things were created, but they hadn't congealed, they had no toikif of teva yet. And then after Maisa Bereishis, is then the world was functioning, ki'ilu, the bechin of teva, alti teva, each thing has its toikif, right? The mayim puts out the fire, and then the lichvais, and all in Ivram.
So everything
have their own toikif.
Flexible?
Flexible, that's right. It's like ki'ilu, like clay. I'll explain it, visualize it as we go along.
How do you know that was the masses before Maisa Bereishis? During Maisa Bereishis, how do we know it wasn't finished?
Because it says that was the beginning of Menuchas Shabbos. In other words, everything now has got its Tzach, and everybody's happy. Malachta chasuya means that the bria was nigmar, ready to go now. Ready to go means that the bria was now functionable. The bria was now the bechina functionable. But again, the pnimi is more. Well, that was a chilek between the rishis and the rest of the days. But that's for the hasorich hafchana from a chalek like that. So the choyer comes out then that there's two types of nisim. Listen carefully. There's two types of nisim. Her nes goes against the teva. So there's two dinim in the nes. There's one type of nes where this is the teva, and the Eibishter shows that even though there's a teva and a bria, but he can break the teva. I mean, the teva has a toikif, and the Eibishter has a greater toikif. And with the toikif of the Eibishter, he can break the teva. That's one type of nes. But then there's another type of nes that's mushrish and nice abrasious. A nes that's mushrish and nice abrasious, his pshat is there's no real teva yet. So therefore the reason why there can be a nest is because nest doesn't have to break the teva. I mean, the teva yet hasn't got a toikip. So it's like clay. Whatever you make of it, that's what it is. So there's two types of nisim. There's a nest where the teva breaks, and then there's a nest where it's nimshach from before. There was the tkifas of teva. I made it, therefore, it's you're not breaking anything. It's just everything is flexible, as you use that word. What's the classical example of this famous Gemara? Rav Chanina Mendoza came home and there wasn't any shaman at home. So what did Rav Chanina Mendoza's daughter said? There's only chaymetz. Rav Chanina says, "Me sha'oma chaymetz yadlik yem el shaman yadlik." Sorry, forget. Me sha'yem el shaman yadlik yem el chaymetz yadlik. It's a very strange way of saying. You want to make a nest? Make a nest. So the chaymetz should be flammable. But don't say me sha'oma. Whoever said that the shaman should be madlik yem el chaymetz yadlik. So what that nest, the herzach, that nest. You can see in his words that basically what he's saying is that there's no difference between the shemen and the chaymetz. Misha Oma, and it's meduyik. Daike Misha Oma. Oma goes back to the Asura Mamora.
So that was not breaking teva?
That's not breaking teva. If you break teva, so breaking teva would mean chaymetz isn't flammable. Make a nest, the chaymetz should become flammable. He didn't say that. He said it's the same thing as shemen. Misha Oma, you can be meduyik. Oma, Misha Oma means in the Asara Mamoris. The Abish said in the Asara Mamoris, so Misha Oma Lachemis, Hashem Yadlik, Yem Lachemis Yadlik. So in other words, he had a koyach to make a nest that's not pshat a nest that breaks the teva. So as pshat is, he was mamshech a nest from the time in the Asara Mamoris where things were more flexible. So maybe you can take the flammableness from Shemen and put it onto Chaymet. So to speak, I don't say use that word, but so to speak, you can play around with it. Like you can play around with it. Somebody who's koyach comes from the sheishes and we have breishes, so he plays around with the teva because the teva's got no kifas yet. The teva doesn't stand up for its own right. It doesn't stand up for itself. So maybe you can play around with it. Similar b'china, you also see how the shlita of teva, the choyni amagalat, famous Gemara, the choyni amagalat makes a circle and says, "I'm not climbing out of the circle until it starts raining." And it's a bit. He says, "No, not enough." Kilo is there with a knob. He says, more rain comes on. Less rain comes on. Okay, they want to put him into cheirim because he talks like that. Ke'ilu, he's the same. It's the same bechina. He has a certain shlita on the teva that it's not shot each time he's breaking anything. He has a shlita that why you can it's taka. You mustn't say that. It sounds like Chayyim Agal is playing around over here. Chayyim Agal is mamshech his nest from a matzav in the bria where ke'ilu it's like clay. You can still play around with it. That's that hoichkai. That's the hoichkai of the bechina. There are certain nisim that forget. It's taka there's a tkifas of teva, and you have a koyach, a schus, a tzaddik. It can make a nest, can make a moifas that he breaks the teva. But it's the same two havchanas you have in, because the bria itself, there's a bria while it's still flexible, and there's a bria with tkifas. If you mamshech the nest from the chelek, where there's no tkifas, it's like clay. If you mamshech only from after, when it was ready, everything was ready created, it's got a tkifas, and you have to break the tkifas.
Chanimagal was the second type or the first
type? So the Gemara sounds like he's playing around with it. Playing around with it means that he, you know, like more rain, less rain, he's holding on to a knob, which means that there's no tkifas, he's not fighting against the tkifas, he's like playing around with things. That's the pchina, that's the same as the pchina where his shlit on the teva was because his koyach came from the bria, from a makor where the bria yet wasn't hardened, didn't have the tkifas. He wasn't fighting against the tkifas of the teva. That's the same bechina as the chilik between the Eser Makis and Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is a completely different halach of nes than the Eser Makis, and that's takawai in a different parasha. It's a whole new ma'amad matzav. Last week we explained the chilik between the seven makas and the three makas. So this week we're explaining the chilik between the nisim, the nest of Kriyas Yamsuf, and the nest of the Asara Mamas. The ness of the Esa Makas is the Eibishter wanted to show Hare Mitzrayim. We know that Pari believed in the Shem Elokim, and he was koyfer the Shem Avai, right? Like Pari says that he knows Hashem, Shem Elokim. We know that Elokim is Gematria HaTeva. So Pari, the Pshat is Pari, they were Mammon in the Tekifas of the Teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do two things to Mitzrayim. Number one, to show that even though there is Tekifas to Teva, in a Hanami there's Tekifas to Teva, but the Eibishter's Tekifas, his Kaviyochel, is much higher than the Tekifas to Teva. So the Eser Makas were Bechina, where the Eibishter was Takashayva, he broke the Teva. He showed that even though true the Teva has a Tekifas, but nevertheless the Eibishter breaks the Tekifas of the Teva to make the Nes. But Kriyas Yam Suf was a different type of Nes altogether. Kriyas Yam Suf wasn't the Bechina of Tekifas. Kriyas Yam Suf was Mamshech for Maaseh Bereishis. Tanai Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Maaseh Bereishis, that the Yam should split. What's Pshat? Why Dafka we ask? Why Dafka we don't find that we should have made that Nes, Tanai with Dam and Tzafadeh? The Nes of Dam and Tzafadeh was the Nes, there is a Tekifas, there is a Teva. After Maaseh Bereishis, there is a Tekifas, and they broke the Tekifas. But Kriyas Yam Suf isn't, that's not the Nakuda about Kriyas Yam Suf. Kriyas Yam Suf, the Nakuda is that Tanai Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu the Maaseh Bereishis. When the Eibishter created the Yam Suf, when the Eibishter created the Yam, the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf is a Nes that's Nimshach for Maaseh Bereishis. And if it's a Nes that's Nimshach for Maaseh Bereishis, so it's a different type of Nes Bechla. It's a Nes where there's no Tekifas. There's no Tekifas in the Bria. So maybe at that point it can be Besoich HaYom, and it can also be by Yavosha. It's not, if you're slamming it, if you're slamming the Teva, so then it's not Yam anymore, right? It's not Yam anymore. You crashed through the Yam, you broke the Yam, it's not Yam. It's Yavosha. Say that. That's Taka and Nes. But over here, the Nes was Nimshach from a Mamad Amatsav, where the Yam and the Yavosha, you can play around with it. It's not Pshat that yes, it's not Yam anymore. The other it's Yam, but the Yam itself is Yabasha. How can the Yam itself be Yabasha? I read the quality of Yam, the Teva of Yam, and the Yam is Oimid B'Tkifas, that it even puts out fire. It says the Tkifas of Yam is that it's wet. But over here the Pasuk saying no. Over here the Pasuk saying is B'Soich HaYom, and it's by Yabasha, because it comes from that Nakuda where it's clay. You can do what you want with it. Keilu Kaviyachol. That's what the Eibishter did. That's why Dafka by this nest it was a Tanai Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Taka B'Maaseh Bereishis. Yeshaya Navi writes the last pair of Yeshaya Navi compares Kriyas Yam Suf to the Bechina of Sus Bamidba, Katahoyim is Sus Bamidba, and Samach Gimel. He said the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf is like a horse galloping in the Midba. And the horse galloping in the Midba is like a straight, he has like a straight, it's dry, and he can go very fast. He says the Yam, the Radak explains Pshat and the Pasuk, I don't think that the Yam had puddles in when the Yam split. So don't think it was puddles, don't think it was slippery, it was mamish dry like the Midba. Yeshaya Novi Megala at the end of Yeshaya, so that the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf was mamish a Nes. Mikora Mikasova or Lebesoif Mikasova? Number one. And number two, and if there would have been a puddle, and if one baby out of 600,000 years slipped and got up and walked on, it would have minimized the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf. Yeshaya Novi needs a pasuk to be Megala that it was as dry as the Midbar. What's going on over here? That's the Chiddush of Yeshaya. If you're breaking the Teva, no, so you're breaking the Teva. It's not a stira that there should be a paddle. But over here, Yeshaya Navi is bringing out this Nakuda. Yibosh and Yam is not a stira b'chla. It can be mamish bone dry, but it's still Metoich HaYam. So that's what he's bringing out. Because if at that stage in Bria, there was no Tekifas. So you can say the mind lost, had to split. But you know what? It still left its roshin there. Nah, I'm not dealing with that b'chla. I'm dealing with the Nakuda where Yam and Yibosh is not a stira. And never taka b'soich hayom is taka yabosh. So that we can understand, that we can answer the kashas of the Rechaim HaKadosh. First of all, Avada is nisim later on that people split a yam. Pinchas ben Yoah split the sea. This is a different type of nis. Pinchas ben Yoah is shofar the teva and the yam and the river splits and he goes through teva. So that's a taka mais of a tzaddik. That's a type of nis where taka he broke the teva. Right? Actually, those paddles over there. It was a different type of a bechinas nis. Oh, but this was a nest that belongs in Maaseh Bereishis. Tanai is not Kadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis. Chaim Kadosh asked, how could he split it? There wasn't a Tanai for him in Maaseh Bereishis. There it is. It wasn't that type of nest. It was a nest where Teva had the Tekifas, and he broke the Tekifas of Teva. A Yamsuf was a different type of nest. It was a nest, but there was no Tkifus yet. So maybe you can understand the second Kasha as well.
So since there's no Tkifus, that's why it had to be totally dry. Why?
Because when it's not totally dry, not totally dry means that the Yam is standing up for its own, it's defending itself, but you're stronger. So two people have, when there's Tkifus, and two people have a battle, so even though you win, you might have a punch in your nose, you might have a bruise from the fight. When there's a Tkifus, so then there's casualties. The Yam doesn't disappear altogether. Here there was no tkifas either side b'chlal. It was Yabosh and it was Yam, so there's no battle. So therefore the Yam doesn't even erode from b'chlal. So maybe that answers the other kasha Rachaim HaKadosh. What was the main kasha which says Mamish Tzorich in Godel? I read the pasuk here that says the Yam went back to the Sonai to the Tanai. It's written in the wrong place. The Tanai was that the Yam should split, and not that the Yam should go back. Teret says, but that's not Le Sonai. Rashi says Le Sonai the Toikfei Rishon. The toikif erishon, the tanai that the sea says the yam should split. That's not a toikif b'chlam. That's not a tkifus b'chlam. The tkifus is the teva of the yam, and therefore, when does the pasuk write that the yam goes to the tkifus? Not when the yam split. The yam split. That's got nothing to do with tkifus. That's not a nest that comes along with tkifus. That's not a nest that comes with le'isonoi. The tkifus. That wasn't the Kriyas Yamsa. There's no Tkifus by Kriyas Yamsa. What was the Tkifus? Tkifus was that the Yam went back. Rashi says, L'toik Feirishon. The Yam went back to Teva. But when the Ebesh was Mamshech the Nes of Kriyas Yamsa, he wasn't Mamshech the Nes of Kriyas Yamsa from a Tkifus, where the Yam has a Teva, and you need a Tkifus to break the Teva. That's nothing to do with it. Kriyas Yamsa was a Kriyas, but there was a Nes of Kriyas Yamsa. A gelassener, a calm nest of Kriyas Yamsuf, but Yam and Yabosh is not a steer. So therefore, the Leisonoi, to use that Lashon of Leisonoi, the Tanai, the word Leisonoi means the Tkifas, the Toitfei Rishon, says Rashi, that's not Shayach to use that to split the sea. That's only Shayach once the nest already is gone. Once you've taken away the Hamshacha from Isa Bereshit, so then you're giving the Yam back. What are you giving the Yam back? You're giving the Yam back its Teva. That's the Toitfei. That's the Tkifas of Teva that the Yam was given back to. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the Pasuk, the Avada, the Tanai was that the Yam should split. But the Pasuk that discusses Leisanoi, which is the Toikfoi, the Toikfoi is only Shaykh after the Nest, because the Nest itself wasn't the Toikif B'chla. After the Nest, that was the Bechina where the Yam went back to its Toikfoi. Now the Yam's back to its Teva, and it's back to the Teva that comes together with the Bechina of Toikfoi.
It split in the Mela? It wasn't a Nest B'chla.
It's a Nest that comes from the Mshach of Maisa Bracious, where it's a gelas in the nest. In other words, like Choni Amagel, he didn't have to work so hard, a bit more, a bit less rain. He plays around with it. He's not fighting here with the kifas of Teva, Choni Amagel. Everybody else, what's the Lashon HaGabbah? They're all davening and the davening and the davening and the davening, and it's still not going. The Yam seems not coming down. Similar Gemaras in Brochel, the Gemara says that the earlier Doiris, they just have to put the shoe on, or take the shoe off to fast to rain. Yeah, take the shoe off and it was raining already. Again, that was Benekel. He says, Ba'adora, we're davening and davening and davening, we're fasting and we're fasting. They have a hit nakshut. They're clashing with something that's not giving in to them.
So when
it goes back, then the Yam got its tkifus. What's the tkifus of the Yam? Then it shouldn't be Abosha. Tkifus means teva. What's the teva of Yam?
To be Yam.
To be wet. Not to be Abosha. That's the tkifus. So then the Yam went back to where it always was. What do you mean always was? Always was after my celebration. Then it's got its teva, and it's oimed the tokva in its teva.
Is why the Medrash goes on that.
And that's why the pasuk, because the Aisonim means the Tanai Rishon. You see a lot of this. I was saying that nest of Mamish, I think visualizes it the clearest. That nest in the Gemara Brachas. They say that the Doris HaRishonim very easily brought the Aron. They took the shoe off. They take the shoe off, as the Lashon Bittel Takach Baruch Hu Tanis. They hadn't even taken the shoe off. They started taking the shoe off, the rain come down. They could make Nisim easy. Making Nisim easier means when you're not clashing. What's the easiest? To make a deal with somebody or to have to fight and punch him? It's easier that Kielu boy from the Ketchila agrees with you. That was the Hesken of his own. When you have to start fighting, then you need. So sometimes when people need to fight hard to make a nest, especially because they're fighting the Teva. And nest fighting a Teva is a clash. Nest and Teva, two hafich. When you mamshich from a mokim where there's no Teva yet, so then you're not fighting anything. Then it's easy. Those were the two nakudas, the two types of nisim. The emes is, I wanted to say it later, the emes is, you have to visualize it even more. You have mamsh the same thing with Torah. You have a steer and sugya. And you have, find a certain time chacham, right? You see a mamsh steer and a sugya. And those two sugyas, mamsh, look as if two walls. Mamish, two walls. How are you going to go about answering this deal? You hear a certain type of Torah. Well, no, okay. They found, they haven't broken the walls down. They're trying. They come out with a psadoich. Yeah, but you can hear Torah of somebody else. You can take five steers, and you can bring out a certain yisod. And mamish, there's no walls anymore. Bichla. Mamish, there's no walls anymore. Bichla. It's mamish the same inyan. Stakel bereis of our alman. Torah kedusha. The people who mamshich Torah from the bereishis. The racist of Bishla Torah, Shanikra racist, and then there's people who are not that much racist, so they're fighting the Torah. They're fighting the Torah. There's a steer and there's a clash. And when it's, and the clash is Oymed B'Toykev. And they have to work very, very hard to find the Torah. Moshe Rogachava, right? He's the whole Torah is Mamish clay to him. You see, Ayin this, he has the steer and he's Markiv Sugis, he's Meshaber Sugis, he's Markiv and Meshaber. Like, Mamish is the greatest of ease. Like, he's writing, and from two lines of Ayin Robachova, you see 15 kashas there, and you see the sod that he brings from Epsados, and then he's Markiv the whole Sugi back again. So it's a pillar, because you come out with a certain clarity, you come out with a certain haircut, which is half a fella. There's different, I'm saying, with the Achroinim, we find Mamish these two Nakudas. There's a Nakuda where you can see that. They're fighting the Sugya. And they don't always win, and sometimes they just about win. And you can find Mamish Torah. Even within a Talmud Chacham, sometimes you can find a Bechino, Yetziyat Deshmaya Mamish, to ask such a steer and to answer the questions in such a beautiful way that you can't see how. When you looked at those two Sugyas, you saw there's no way you can answer it. When you see the Teretz, you don't understand how you ever had the Kasha. Sometimes you learn a Sugya where the Kasha is very strong. You hear the Teretz, on Yiddish they say the Kasha is best to be the Teretz. How does the kasha is really still oymed b'tok foya, and you found up the teretz to memiyashav v'doicha because you have to move on. Sometimes you can't imagine when you learn the kasha, you can't imagine how there's ever going to be a teretz. You read the teretz, can't imagine how there's ever kasha. That's the same nakuda. Torah also has both these nakudas.
Like you said, the
teretz,
he answers the
kasha
of the
meilas v'toyra. Meilas v'toyra, that's right. You can get to a madriga of a meilas v'toyra that you go back to the rishis. And mainly you're completely shoyled. The shlita's pshat is that it's easy. Like it's a lot of things. A lot of gedolim had that. You see in Torahs of certain gedolim that they bring a whole new aura to the sugya. And the aura they bring to the sugya is the answer it in a way where once you have that aura, the kasha was never a kasha. Sometimes even after the answer of the kasha is a good kasha. Two different bechinas. Mamish the same bechina. Are you fighting the kifas or are you mamshach Torah from the makor of Torah? And in the makor of Torah, it's kol haTorah kulo is miksha achas. Sorry, we discussed that before. Why was the menorah miksha achas? Because menorah is moir of Torah, and the emes of Torah is the emes miksha achas. Somebody learns Torah as mamshach from the miksha achas of the Torah, so then the whole Torah is miksha achas. The memela every faked. You got to look for everything so clear. You only ask the kasha to bring out the beauty of it. If somebody who's not learning Torah on a madrega of miksha achas, so then the taka of the steer is oymed the steer. There's a tkifas either way. And it could go along with it very long. Now, you know the chiluk between the Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael, Talmid Chacham and Bavel, Talmid Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and Talmid Chacham and Bavel were fighters. They were fighting, and they were in the betchilas soinim there. The mamish, you know, like it was going from one to the other, like a mamish of a world war. And then it was Nisyashiv. The Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael had up to the gelassenkeit. And the same bechina of Shammai, you can go on and on with this, but there's two types of, there's two bechinas like the entire, and that's connected to the two bechinas in the Bria. So Meila Tam Chochem was on that madrega, he's mamshich from the Bria, from the Sheish Yisrael Bereshis, and that's the type of nest where there was a Tanai Hisna called Shvokh of the Maisa Bereshis. So Meila, with that Nakuda, we can understand a lot of Inyanim. First of all, we can understand why there was this hadgosha of, like we said, Toichayom by Abosha, and the same thing why there was Amuda Esh and Amuda Onan together. The Yerma Laila, not a steer together. Vayavdel, after all the Vayavdel, then the Oyer is a Toikiv, and it's Doicha the Choshech. Oh, if there's a very small light, the Doicha the Choshech is going to be Doicha the Or. But the Amuda Esh and Amuda Onan, there was a point where they came together to show this Bechina, this Achona to the Nest of Kriyas Yamsef, where in the same way as Yam and Yabosha is not a steer, the same way as Onan Choshech. That explains us the whole inyan of the man that comes later as well. Let's go for Loinitna Torah Ella Loichle Haman. People, the Klal Yisrael, and people, the Klal Yisrael experienced this nest, the nest of Kriyas Yamsuf. And by the way, it's Tam. It says Rosh Hashivcha Layom Ashlei Roi Cheskel Ben Buzi. Why was she Zoichem? Because that was the pshat in the Yamsuf. on Kriyas Yam Suf, they saw all the Saidas and Maaseh Bereishis. However, there's two types of Saidas. There's a Saidas and Maaseh Merkava, and there's a Saidas and Maaseh Bereishis. Cheskel saw the Maaseh Merkava. However, the Saidas and Maaseh Bereishis, where you're going back to the origins that the Rambam says in Pesha Mishnayis and Chagiga, and the Mishnah and Chagiga, you must even talk about. Ma'alefne Ma'alach, there's things you're not even allowed to talk about, Bechla. Right? And they saw the origins, they saw my separation. They saw my separation. A pikabala, the yam is called Alma Diskasya. And it says in the Svarma Gdoshim that there's certain things that are covered over. The yam is the Alma Diskasya. The yam is covered over. Teva covers over. Teva is Malim and Master. The Shem Elikim is Master. Kishemesh Amogin, Hashem Elikim. The Kim is the Nartik around the Havaya. Like there's the Nartik around the Shemesh. Kishemesh Amogin, Hashem Elikim. The pshat is here. I mean, the yam opened, there was no teva yet. So they saw the mamish, the bria, the way it was before teva. That was a moedika zach. So mamela, that type of ri'iyah that they were zoicha to, because mamela, after that, they could eat the mon. Because what was the mon? So we said, in the ma'isa brachos, everything is self-identified. This is dough, this is chita, this is oyer. The way the whole bria was after my separation is that each thing's got its identification. Oba, the mon wasn't identified because the achila, the mon was coming from the same akara. The mon was coming from the akara, but nothing's been identified yet. It's an achila that doesn't come down into teva. Achila that doesn't come into teva. It's got no pekifas either way. So it's not pshat, it's made out of soirim, so it can't taste of chitim. It's made out of chitim, it can't taste out of soirim. The mon was a hamshacha from that makor that they were just zoichet to by Kriyas Yam Suf. And that makor is a makor where nothing's identified yet. There's no teva yet. It's still in that makor where you can play around with it. So you can talk and play around with mon. You want it to taste of this. You want it to taste of the other, taste of the other. He likes this food, he likes that food. Everybody likes a different food. Nothing's been identified, so everything can taste of everything. Because at that point, if Yam and Yavash are not identified, it's Faket, Lanit Natoir, Eloich Le'amon. And that's the whole godless of the mon. The mon wasn't a tibius tikka machel b'chlal. It wasn't a tibius tikka machel b'chlal. It was a machel that's not identified, because taka, they now belong to that chelik of my separatius that hasn't been identified. Teva hasn't been identified yet. And
it was after the Yam went back to its place.
Yeah, but they saw the Yam, after the nest that they saw Kriyas Yam Suf, there was Zoichet Agila, and that was a Hachana. That's what I said, this is the Hachana for Kabbalah Satoya. Because Fakir, the whole Maimed Hasina of Kabbalah Satoya, that's the way it was supposed to continue. That's the way Klal Yisrael was supposed to continue. Bereshis, Bishvili Yisrael, Shinik Bereshis. Klal Yisrael belongs in that Bereshis, and Klal Yisrael, like we just spoke before, with these Tadikim, can make these Mofsim. That Klal Yisrael belongs there, and that's where Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. It's not stam that Klal Yisrael is shoylet over the bria. Klal Yisrael comes from that makor of Bereishis, right at the beginning, which was Yisrael, Shnei Bereishis. Klal Yisrael were the machshava, olu b'machshava tchila. Klal Yisrael were olu b'machshava tchila.
The Tadikim, the man was closer because they saw this right away.
Yeah, very good.
Yisrael needed an
avoider. Very good. In other words, that was them. That's what they. That's why they have in the month there was a chiluk between chilukim and dregas, just like there's a chiluk between tzaddikim and how they make minisim. There's a chiluk in how they and achas kama the month. And Taka said by the real rishon had to work, had to be toichen, had to work. It became a tibius dikamachal because they were living in a madrega after teva. They were living on the lower madrega after teva. So then you got to work hard on it. But those look chiluk weren't identified. And that's mamish the koyach toira. Where does it come from, this idea that the Torah you can learn something 100 times and every time you toy a new Torah, like Rashi says in Mepharshim Sefer Shiashirim, like a child who nurses can taste every time a different time. Torah is like Torah in Shiashirim, and Torah is compared to that you can learn a different Masechta, the same Masechta, and every time you learn the Masechta, the Imam Ishi come out with new Chedushim, even though you've learned the Masechta 100 times, in a Doinash Mishishona Perikoy. Where's that coming from? Where's that Nakuda coming from? I've learned the Masechta. Shai. No. Torah is Nimshach from a Mokum, everything is still based Chachos. There is Nimshach from a Mokum, everything is still based Chachos. So then everything is always still based Chachos. The Bereishis is still, everything is based Chachos. Hamachadash Vitova Bechodim Tobin Maise Bereishis. Somebody who's Nimshach from the Matzubif. What's Chayin Teva? What does Teva mean? Teva means, that's its Teva, it's not going to change. If you come from the Matzub before the Teva, so there's no teva yet. What does it mean there's no teva yet? So it's chiddush. Because teva means there's no chiddush anymore. That's it. But the koyach before the Torah is the chaked, is the koyach of kulei chiddush. So the emistik of koyach of Torah is the koyach of Torah where every time a person learns, if he's learning on the right madrega, so every time he learns Torah, there's no teva yet. There's no teva yet. It's kulei bizchatshus. It's kol kulei bizchatshus. This is the parsha of Achana from Mamet Asina. This is the parsha. This is the parsha. Taking Klal Yisrael to that makar, to that makoim. Bereshis b'shul Yisrael shnikoreshis, bereshis b'shul HaTorah shnikoreshis. Hagar Yintana, there's no time. But that's the same bechin of the Beis HaMikdash. Hold the chiddush of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why, what's the third thing? B'shul shnikoreshis bikurim. Bikurim, where did you bring it? You brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. What was the bechin of the Beis HaMikdash? And that no one understands why Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yidecho is in the Shir Sayom. Beis HaMikdash, the Nisim were constant. In the Beis HaMikdash, Asar Nisim, Nasu Laviseinu. For hundreds of years, he had a Nisim. So it's not Nes. Himanushacht. How can you have a Nes that's constant? It's a steer in Ebe. Just like Vayashav Am Nisan, and now it's finished, it goes back to Teva. How can you have a Mam and a Matzah where it's always a Nes? Always Bishachas. That's the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokoim that Teva is not Shaykh. Not Shad every minute there's Hashem is Shaver the Nes, and Shaver the Teva, Shaver the Teva, Shaver the Teva. It's Mamshech from a place where it's constantly Bishachas. Where did they see that? But Kriyas Yam Suf. So in the Shira, Mikdash Hashem, Kayin Yudecha. They were Maramas on the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash was the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf. The Beis HaMikdash was a Makkah where the Nes was constant. And just like the Beis HaMikdash was a Nes was constant, that's the same thing with Torah. Torah doesn't become, if a person is on the Madriga, Torah never becomes Teva. Only when the Sugya, this Sugya is the Teva, it stands with Tkifas against the other Sugya. But if Torah is not with Tkifas, if a person learns Torah and he's Mamshach from this Chadshah of Torah, so there's no Teva, there's no Toikif. So if there's no toikiv, there's no fighting. That you keep on getting a new schadish, and a mela, it keeps on being nischadish, nischadish, nischadish. There's no, that's much the same bechina. The Sanhedrin were in the Torah. Why in the Beis HaMikdash? Why were in the Beis HaMikdash? Because Kol Hadon Din Emes La Mitoi Nase Shutev La Kadosh Baruch Hu for my separation. That's why they were there in the Beis HaMikdash. So Beis HaMikdash is the Ma'is of Bereishis. I mean, where was the world created from? The Evin Hashtiyah. What was the Evin Hashtiyah? In the Kodesh Kodshim. That's where the Oren was. What's the Oren? The Torah. And that's where the Luchos was. The Luchos is on the Evin Hashtiyah. The Evin Hashtiyah is the Schadshus Abriya. It is always there. Because there's always this Schadshus Abriya. That Makor of always this Schadshus Abriya before this Teva in the Briya, that's the Makor of Torah. It's always there. It's always a new Schadshus. It's always a new Schadshus. That's the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mokum of the Sanhedrin. That's the Mokum of Torah. Where were they first exposed to this idea? How otherwise, by the Kriyas Yam Suf. The Mikdash Hashem, Koinon Yedecha, Nezor Lachana, from Amen Hasina. Chameira, that's why the whole Shir is in Lashon Osset. Because David is the help from the Korah, from here remain, we're going to be Zeichet, to go back to that Tkufa. And the Tkufa, the Achat Yom, is a Tkufa where there's no Teva. And that's why we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, the Perek HaTehillim, Shir Lashem, Shir Chodosh. And Tzadik writes, Shir Lashem Shir Chodesh means that every rega, when Mashiach comes, Achas Yom, every rega there'll be a new Schadshus. Every rega there'll be a new Shira. Every rega there'll be a new Shira. The Schadshus will be in the Schadish the whole time without stop. That's why we won't get bored. To be alive, Lo Yidon Netzach Netzach. Once you learn Kala Torah Kula, what are you supposed to do, the Netzach Netzach? There it is, that every rega there's a new Schadshus. Shir Lashem Shir Chodesh. Mela, what do they see? Od Yashim, what does Rashi say, Yashim, Mikan Remez? That's the tzkufa. Mm-hmm. The Beis HaMikdash was a replica. The Beis HaMikdash was a small model of the Olam of the Achris Hayomim. But the big world, if there wouldn't have been a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, then it would have expanded and that would have become the world. But we weren't Zoch. Again, all these inyanim are very, very long inyanim. I'm not trying to be makatzer. But the that's the inyan. The inyan is that the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of Chadshus, and without the Chatom, it would have expanded. But I said, Lobby, that's going to be the big Beis HaMikdash. That's going to be the whole Briah is going to be a Bechin of Shir Lashem Shir Chadosh. Shira, or the Yashir, the Makan Rabbis, the Chesam Eisam Natar. Shira always comes from the Bechin of Chadshus. Shira always comes from the Bechin of Chadshus. What says Chadshus? Bereshus. So it's a Kunizai, what's Bereshus? Tav Shir. Or Shetav is Tav Shir. Because a person sings the Shira, he gets to his Atzmi Sticker Keshe. A person sings Shira, he gets to his Atzmi Sticker Keshe. Shira is where you feel the Chis of the Key that's Machayu the whole time. That's why you sing Shira when? That's Chis Amesim. Right? David HaMelech is the one who experienced death the whole time. Right? He experienced the new chias he was getting over time, all the time. So the Melech wasn't supposed to live b'chlav. He got all his years from other Marishim. So he constantly felt a new schachas achias, and therefore he sang. He compiled Sefer Tehillim. He was a Meshoirer. Shira is when you feel your chias. Shira is when you feel the schachas achias that comes to a person called Rega Berega. That's the Makor, that's the B'chin of Shira, because Shira is the B'chin of Tav Shira. That's Shabbos, which is Me'ein Alam Habbos. Shabbos, we sing Shira. Because Shabbos, we feel like the Schabshat Achias, the B'chol Rega Verega, that you feel lots of love. There's no Teva. This is the way it is. There's no such thing on Shabbos, this is the way it is. Because there's no Teva. If there's no Teva, Teva means no Chiddush. No Teva means constantly Chiddush. That's why Leil Shabbos, we recite Shira Lashem Shir Chodesh. We're in the world of Ischachas. If you're in the world of Ischachas, you sing Shira, you sing Zemiris of Shabbos. That's the whole Indian mind. Parashat Shalach is called Shabbos Shira because you sing Shira. When there's a koyach v'schachos, you sing Shira. What's the Shira? The Shira is the matzav of v'schachos. When is it going to be the etzem v'schachos? Tzutkuf beis hamikdash, mikdash Hashem kohen yedecha. The ikar v'schachos is going to be the bechin of tchias hameisim, and that's the bechin of oz yosher. That's why it's all, and that's why the man is in the parsha. And mekitzah, that's why.
Amalek
is Rishis goyim Amalek achrisa adayovim. The chiluk between Tchinus and Amalek and all other nations is that Amalek goes against that b'chin of Ischachos. Like Bilam said, Reish is going Amalek, or Chris Adi Yovid. Tzadik says in the Pasuk in Pashat Ketseitz, at the end of Amalek, V'hoya baniach Hashem lekech lecham yikol yivecha, when Hashem is finished, when you finish conquering all the other nations, then Timcha is Eich Amalek. Tzadik explains that every nation corresponds to a certain middah. Right? Chorot Mer Lassu Zeh, it's a Knani, it's Chesed, it's Taiva. Chiti is Gvura, and Moiri is the Ferris, the seven is Zion Umois, and then there's three Kani, Kinesi, and Kadmoini, right? Which is the Kneged, that's going to be inspired by Mashiach comes. But the Zion Umois that we talk about, the Hamid Death Stroll, connect the Zion Umois, we know Kneged, the Zion Sheshis, and Mebrachis, Kneged, the Bechinus of Tefa. When you finished all that, then you have to go to Amalek, then you get to the Rishis. Rishis, Amalek is the Rishis going Amalek. Amalek doesn't take on Teva. Amalek doesn't say Pshat the Teva. Amalek says that we're also in the Matzav. Also in the Matzav Lifnei HaTeva. There's another time now to show you how Chochaz and Mimachiach, we have to leave that for another time. But that's why Amalek is a Rishis the Kasayna. He's a Bereshis the Kasayna. He's a Bereshis the Kasayna. Esau was born in the Bechor. What's Bechor called? Rishis. So they have Epson Achiza in the Rishis. They have Epson Achiza in the Rishis. We didn't say it, but and there's no time, he didn't say that. When was the Hachshara for Kriyas Yam Suf? By Makkos B'chayos. B'chayos Rishis. Whoever's Shaykh to Rishis stayed alive. Whoever's not Shaykh to Rishis, whoever's into Teva, died. Makkos B'Rishis. Makkos B'chayos was the Hachshara for Kriyas Yam Suf. Esav was the B'char. But he lost the B'char. So he had an Achiza in a Koyach HaRishis. Because he had an Achiza in the Koyach HaRishis, he takes us on in the Rishis. And made it therefore, when it's Nizbar in this week's parasha, the only Klal Yisrael, B'shul Yisrael, Shnik HaRishis, then it's the Zoycha to the Mechil. Oh, it's a very long. We'll be zayich. It's the world. I said, "Love him, never stop. We have to talk and talk. We're living with the symptom of man." For 1 minute, there's no kasha. Kasha never was. You have ever felt that?
No. You
ever felt that? That's the beginning. That's am shocha. There's no kifus.
How's the present moment with that?
Because remember, it's kedusha v'tahara. A person lives in ma'alim nateva. I didn't say again since the whole long ma'isa, but how are we zoicha to create Yam Suf? Mysterious nefesh. What's mysterious nefesh? It's ma'alim nateva. Goes against the klali habriya. Nachshama minodav. Nachshama minodav broken. That's mysterious nefesh brings a person. Person breaks the teva. Person pushes himself. So there's one avoid that, like I said, that you have to be shoyret over the teva. That's the once you show it over the teva, then you rise the daragat, and there's no teva there bichlal. So that's why Kriyas Yam Suf could only come through Nachshon Nami Nodav. Once you jump into the Yam Suf, so you moira mesiris nefesh. Once you moira mesiris nefesh, that was the daragat, you break in the teva, and then there was like a. That's why it says you went, the Medrash says you went all the way till here. Jumping in was the teva. There was the mesiris nefesh, right? You jump into the Yam, and if you buy the ankle, it was split. It doesn't take away from the mesiris nefesh, you jump into the fast flowing water. Teretz is there too. You have to go from step to step. So when he was Keilu, almost dead already, then it was the Shvir at the Teva, and then he was Eicha. Then he was Eicha to be into Oyel and Amal. And that's the same Adreda of the Birchat Krishma, is Hamachadish Vatul B'chol Yom Tomid, and then Ava Rabba, which is the Koyach of Torah, then Amayt Ad Alamit. How do you get to that? It's through Shema. What's Shema? Seres Nefesh. Who got to the Nun Shari Bina? Where'd you got to Mem Tes? Rabbi Kiva, How did Rabbi Akiva get to Nusha Arbi? Because he's a pillar of Mitzvah Nefesh. Kol Yomai, Ayisi Mitzvah, Moslai, Miyovai, Mitzvah Zuvai, Kamenu. Every day was mysterious Nefesh to him. Every day he broke the Teva. So mainly he was Nimshach from the Nusha Arbi is Yovel. What's Yovel? Everybody goes Lacheris. What's everybody goes Lacheris? There's no Tkifus anymore in the world. And Eved is Nishlat on the Tkifus. Eved is Nishlat on the Tkifus, right? The whole idea of an Odin is to show Tkifus over the other. Old Yi told me over here, I used to go and visit him. The old Yi, the Swatish Yi, he remembers, he lived in Shmuel Novi, he remembers the Gvul, there was an Arab there, lived in his house, is still there, near me, there's a big house there, near there's a new building, Swatish Yi, there's a big house. He remembers the Arab there in the house, and he had slaves. And he said, every so often he used to walk into the garden, the slaves were working, he's got to each one and give each one a patch. So this old Swati asked him, well, they're working, what are you hitting them for? He says, because they have to know, and I'm sure it's over there. So every so often, for no reason, he used to go and give them a pat. Abdus is tkifus. Cherus is you're going out of tkifus. Nun is yovel. What is yovel? You go to cherus. There's no tkifus anymore. That's the oila. And nun is the sharbina. The nun sharbina is the almadosid. That's the almadosid. That's why Klal Yisrael are not roiv yishvel there. There's no yovel. It's got to be a matzav of the osid lovi. The matzav, when was yovel noid? It was man of David and Shlomo. The man of David and Shlomo, that's the tkuf of the Achas Hayomim. Like it says, Eim HaKabal and Gerim, Lo Sed Lovoi, and there's only one other tkuf in history where we want HaKabal and Gerim. Where? Times of David and Shlomo, Fair Shigomar. It says, the man of David and Shlomo, David and Shlomo. That's the tkuf in Eretz Yisrael, that was the only time there was Shmita and Yevil. Second Bais HaMikdash, there's no Shmita and Yevil anymore. The first Bais HaMikdash, David and Shlomo, there was. And that was the Lo Sed Lovoi, the Kameluch of Shlomo. Shlomo is called Sholem, Sierra Bishlemusa. The moon is Shlomo. The moon is Shlomo, it's the Mar of Lo Sed Lovoi. Of the Shlemus. When the moon is Chaser, the oil is Chaser, not Shlemus. So Mega, therefore, Rabbi Akiva Zeichet to Nun Sharbina. The Gemara says, Manachas, there. Rabbi Akiva stood in the Chaser, Moshe Rabbeinu sat there, Rabbi Akiva was teaching the Talmidim, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what he was saying. Moshe Rabbeinu had Chalisha Sadat. And Rabbi Akiva was cool in Mitzvah's Nefesh. Because his Nefesh, he belongs to the oil of Chayrus.
That's
why
Moshe didn't understand
his Torah. That's why Moshe didn't understand his Torah. Moshe, Arizal says, Moshe didn't cross the Yadin. The Yadin was, as Rosh Tev, was Yorad Nun. Yorad Nun means to get to the Bechina of the Nun Sharibini going into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zeichet to that. That was the Bechina of Nun Sharibini. So Mamele, therefore, the whole Bechina of Yevil, the whole Bechina of Mesirus Nefesh, it seems that's why the Bechis Krishna, what's the best way to imak ourselves for, to get us as excited for Mesirus Nefesh? Is when you speak about the Chiddush of the Bria, that's where you can get to it. You speak about Ava Rabba, which is Somach to the Bracha of Ava Rabba, Somach to which is Birch of the Torah, to Ma'ez HaBereish. You want to get to the Schatshus in the Torah. The Schatshus of Ma'ez HaBereish is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekin, Hashem Lechad. Yeah, you're Ma'ez HaNefesh. So Hashem and Adam jumped in. Now once you break the Teva, and you go to the Daga High, where there's no Teva, the Ketchil, at the start of it. So how do you want to get to it? Because you've got to break the Teva.
I understand the Ramban that there's two types of... This is like
but,
three types now.
Yeah, the Ramban is talking about Teva itself. The Ramban says the Etz, don't look at Teva. I wonder there is a Tkifus of Teva. But the Ramban is going that Fuki that there's Teva and Amila Chas V'Shalom to say that Eibush is left now because there's no Teva. I wonder the Eibush is there in the Teva as well. The Ramban is saying that Fuki that once there's Teva, so the Bria has its own Tkifus.
So Teva is an
Eid,
and then breaking Teva is an Eid, and then not breaking
Teva is... There's no Teva. It's not the Lover. Even though they won, they went on a rampage, they got Rashut Machashver, they went around killing people. It's Mordi Gazach. I'm sure they had a Mordi Gigashmak. Mrs. Machias Amalek, killing the Soine, killing Amalek. But that's not Purim. That's not Purim. That is the Tkifus, and you're even stronger. Now Hashver is on your side. You're the stronger force. That's breaking Teva. What's Purim? Purim is there's no Teva Bechla. What is the Nes of Purim? So Nes of Purim, what's the Nes of Purim? Everything happened over there in a matzav of Ke'ilu Memela. That's Purim. So if you don't have Purim B'yoymoy Asher Nilchamo, you have Purim B'yoym Asher Nocham Me'aveh.
Why is there no Teva? Why isn't that Teva?
Which one?
Purim.
No. Shari, the whole way is worked in a way where there's no Teva. So is there looking at it? It wasn't Teva. The deeper way of looking at Purim is that there's no Teva. So the Eishveresh was fiddling around. Even after there was no fight, you know, Eishveresh is this, and this is one. You know. The same way as what's the whole vote of a Napichu? It's not much the vote. What's the vote of a Napichu? Same thing that was Yam is become Yabosha. Same thing that is Yoim Achoshech. It's the same. Of a Napichu, it comes, always comes without a struggle. Kind of a Napichu is a struggle. A Napichu means that we're fighting, and he won. He was Goyver. That's not of a Napichu. What was the Napichu there? The Achashverosh, the Rosh Achashverosh, was fighting for Klal Yisrael. That's what a Napichu. That's when you can fiddle around with it. That's Chav Yochanan that Shmuel showed that you're playing around with it. That's only B'yom and Hashem Nachu Meirve. Same thing with Chanukah. Chanukah is also Chanukah. Yom Hashanah Meirve. The Yevanim went against Kiddush HaChodesh. They went against the Eschatzus. The Yevanim also Tivim. They went against the Eschatzus. So if you want to be zeichet to Eschatzus, you can't celebrate Chanukah. They also had a Muhammad. There was also a Netzachna Muhammad. But Chanukah we also celebrate when Chanukah. No opposing forces, there's no nothing. Yom Shakuli Shabbos and Menucha L'Chayim. Shmizoicha, Mr. Hashem.
It's mamish the vote of it's mamish the vote of, you know, it's like by the first 40 days. By the first 40 days, the woman becomes pregnant. And Davin to Zachman and Keva, Shabbos. It's a narration. You can play around with it, clearly. Anything in the ratio, nothing decided, haven't got its own form.
I think both of them look at that way.
You can imagine, yeah. You can be on that narrative. Everything is, that shows everything was echo. The Bria, as it looks like now with Teva, is Alma the Bruder.
So why do you make it like, and then after he made it Teva?
It's our Voida. It's our Voida. Our Voida is a break. The first year of Bria was the Yachas to the rest of the Bria was also Kiru, the Malma Teva or the Teva. And the whole Shishak in the Bria was over afterwards, and also the different Afchanas. The Klal is. It's called the Shayrish, the seed you put in the ground. The seed you put in the ground has no surah whatsoever. And therefore, you don't see leaves, you don't see branches, you don't see anything. Something within its rachel stage, you don't see. And then you're a chumah.
After Shabbat, you learn.
Yes.
After
Shabbat, everyone started.
So then the whole Shayrish was also the beginning of Shabbat.
Yeah, Hashem is still creating different things in the Shabbos celebration. Shabbos is called Achdus. There's no operation, no Brian operation. Brian operation means that the Brian is being taken. This is moving, and that's working, and this is burning, and that's putting out, extinguishing, and this is a storm, and the heat, and the cold.
Hashem made the mind, it wasn't flowing like it had with the Gemayim, it wasn't.
In a certain Havchani it was, but it wasn't with its kifas yet. It's still in duration. But fine, it's still right at the beginning, until it gets hard, you can still change around. Once it gets hard, then you can't. So the ratio for the Bria has different Havchani. The real ratio, which is the first day of Bria. And then there's the whole Shishu from the Rishu, which is the Bechino of Rishu. The Yachas, to the way it was after. Until it's impossible to say that the other Rishu, on Friday, everything was, nothing was working. Right? Other Ma'ai and Abed Kadoma. Nothing was growing, nothing was working. It was all. Everything was dead, there was nothing going on there. Things started working, then it started getting me. Each thing started taking care of its own material. That's why there's two avoiders. There's avoiders to break the Teva, the beginning of avoider. And then there's an avoider, the mamshich, to live a life, which is the malam in the Teva. The malam in the Teva doesn't mean each time you're going to make a new break. The malam in the Teva means. The malam in the Teva means that the mamshich. Misha, Omar this, Omar that.
To live with it, to live with it, to live with it.
do a lot of breaking stuff. can't go there without the three sons. Yes, that's why I need the three sons. That's where we're living now. We're living in the mice in the world.
So
that's where you gotta break. After you broke, then you can start climbing into stuff. The same thing as the Torah. So you don't realize what you're doing. Left behind is you're seeing this after the Torah. You see two sugyas now, it's different from the other two sugyas. Torah means you see the Torah on the Mikshachas level. On the Mikshachas level, then you can be Boy Neh Mefarek the whole time. Same thing is everywhere you go. He's also like getting the bright light. It's just like you're learning a lot in Torah, you're all over the place. In life, in Ruach, it's supposed to be all over the place. In other words, you're learning, you're eating, you're learning, you're sleeping, you're thinking about the Epshtim, you go in the streets. You're looking for the best. Comes a Shabbos, you make it miyuchat. Comes a Tefillin, you make it miyuchat. It's the same thing.